USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following some recent criticism from President Trump, who chose him for the position, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell seems to have changed his tone when it comes to interest rates. Yesterday, saying at an appearance at the Economic Club of New York,
interest rates are still low by historical standards, and they remain just below the range of estimates of that level that would be neutral for the economy.
Wall Street took that as a hint that there will be fewer rate hikes than previously expected in the coming year or so. Stocks surged after his remarks. President Trump is not saying no to a possible pardon of his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, telling the New York Post a pardon is on the table, though he says it's not something he's been discussing. Trump also blasting the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election again. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump today is expected to announce a ban on bump stocks. Justice Department officials saying the president will sign an order requiring all owners of bump stocks to turn them over or discard them within 90 days. Bump stocks can increase the firing speed of semi-automatic guns so that they shoot like machine guns, which, of course, are illegal. Officials in Northern California say that for the third straight day, no bodies have been found in their search for victims from the campfire. They also say that over 18,000 buildings have now been scoured for remains, and they're hopeful and confident there will be no more new remains found. The campfire is known to have killed at least 88 people. In Southern California, in the vicinity of the Woolsey Fire, they're now concerned about mudslides from very heavy rains. Remember, you can keep up to date by following us online. We're at usaradio.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Still looking for answers after officials say it appears four children and two adults were killed in an Indiana structure fire early yesterday morning. USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
Six bodies have been found in the rubble of a burned northern Indiana home. Cass County Sheriff Randy Pryor says the bodies were found in different parts of the home. He says the cause of the fire could be a possible crime.
We did talk to other family members that come upon the scene later, about an hour later, hour and a half later, and they indicated to us, along with the folks that escaped the home, that there could possibly be up to six individuals in the residence.
Two adults escaped the fire and went to the hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Americans aren't living as long, and health experts are blaming it on an increase in suicides and drug overdoses in particular. Deaths from drug ODs hitting a new high last year at over 70,000 nationwide. Suicides were up 3.7%. Three newly released government reports showing the average lifespan for someone born in the U.S. last year is now 78.6 years. That's down from 78.7 years in 2016. And Dunkin' is notifying people enrolled in its DD Perks loyalty program their accounts may have been compromised. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.